award-winning Bob Almanac. If there was an award for a way too long radio bit, we'd win it.
Yes.
Here at 8:36 today. No Bob Almanac salutes.
That's good.
I couldn't find anybody worthy who had passed away.
It's probably a good thing.
If there is somebody out there, I apologize if I missed them. Today, Thursday, April 26th. Not me, the committee. Got to blame it on the committee and the staff. Thursday, April 26th, 116 in, 249 left. 1819, the Loyal Order of Odd Fellows. The Odd Fellows Lodge in the U.S. established in Baltimore, Maryland. A lot of famous people were Odd Fellows, and I think they still claim about a 500,000 membership.
Wow.
Of the Odd Fellows Lodge. It's a funny name.
It is.
I don't know if you have to be an odd fellow to be in it. Is everybody an odd fellow? Everybody's odd in their own way.
That wasn't the one Fred and Barney were in, was it?
No, they were in the Loyal Order of Water Buffalo. And they had the Grand Poobah.
Right.
1819, this date. Mm-hmm. How often did they meet? Were they bi-monthly or bi-weekly? Do you remember how often? It seemed like Fred and Barney were going there an awful lot.
An awful lot, yeah.
I think they had some illegal gambling nights also.
I think they did.
That Hanna and Barbera failed to mention. 1859, Dan Sickles, acquitted of murder on grounds of temporary insanity. Now, what's significant about this, 1859, it was the first time that this defense has been used successfully in the U.S.
Huh.
It may have been used prior, but it was unsuccessful. It was the first time that somebody was acquitted due to grounds of insanity. 1859, 1865, this was the date we got John Wilkes Booth. He had been on the run after assassinating Abraham Lincoln. He was killed in a shootout with federal troops near Bowling Green, Virginia.
Took about, 12 days?
Huh? Yeah, and he, of course, there were other conspirators, some that were tied to him that really didn't have anything to do with it. Like, what was his last name? Mudd? My name is Mudd, that old story.
Yeah, yep.
1865, 1952, Patty Berg. She's from Minnesota. She's one of us.
Yes, she is.
She set a new record on this date for major women's golf competition. She shot a 64.
It's a heck of a number.
Shot a 64 in a tournament in Richmond, California. That was in 52 and 59, and this is a Bob Almanac first. First time ever we've had two LPGA mentions in the same almanac. So the LPGA, they should be honored. They should honor us with some kind of a plaque or something or a banner that we can unfurl here in the Bob studio. Because on this date, 1959, Whiffy Smith won the LPGA Betsy Rawls Golf Open.
Wow.
And what was significant about that, I thought, was her name. Whiffy.
Whiffy.
Not a real good name if you're a golfer,
no,
right?
No, you don't want a Whiffy.
You don't want a Whiffy.
No.
So that was 1959. And 75 this date.
Somebody done somebody wrong song.
Hey.
Hey, oh, won't you play another
B.J. Thomas this
good
date.
Stuff.
This song went number one on the Billboard popular music chart. Hey, won't you play another Somebody Done Somebody Wrong song? It took the title as the song with the longest title ever to be number one.
Wow.
The reason for that is because Supercalifragilistic, blah, 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 never made it to number one. It stalled at number two for like 3 or 4 weeks, but it never made it to number one. Otherwise, it would have had. Although, isn't that all just one word? If you're going to go by length, how many syllables or how many words, that's different.
Right.
It's because supercalifragilist, that's all one word.
I thought it was hyphened.
There might be some hyphens, but when you hyphen something, it's actually one
word,
I think it goes down legally. I think in legalese,
think
a hyphen
so.
Makes it one word.
Yeah,
might have
right.
to check that. 1984 on this date in the news.
Count Basie, one of the true giants of American music, died this morning at the age of 79. He'd been in the hospital in Hollywood, Florida for treatment of a severe ulcer. What doctors also found but never told the Count was that he had cancer of the pancreas. As Jack Smith
Count didn't know that. He died this date. 79 was his age. 1984. We'll do the 1 o'clock jump.
That's
part
pretty
of the
good
Bob-a-thon
run.
Today. That was in 84. And in case you didn't get enough Peter Jennings.
There has been a nuclear accident in the Soviet Union, and the Soviets have admitted that it happened. The Soviet version is this. One of the atomic reactors at the Chernobyl atomic power plant near the city of Kiev was damaged. and there is speculation in Moscow that people were injured and may have died.
It's the world's worst ever nuclear power accident, 1986. And something bad happened in the Soviet Union, and they admitted it.
Right, there was the key.
Peter Jennings was stunned that they would admit it. 31 people died, exposing thousands to radioactivity. It's a mess, and it's still there's still an area there that, for centuries, people aren't going to be able to go there because of the radioactivity. If you want to see what life would be after people, the Earth after people, they go, with protection, of course, go to these towns. You can see what happens when you just leave a building. A big office building. What happens when it just sits there for 30 years? That's Chernobyl.
Yep.
In Russia, near Kiev. Ever been to Kiev?
No, I've had Chicken Kiev.
And the Gate of Kiev is a good song, too. And Chicken Kiev, is there anything better than Chicken Kiev?
Not really. I don't think so.
Very little, if anything.
Right.
In 86.
Rain coming through the roof in the right center field, the upper ceiling. 32,000 people at the Metrodome tonight, and there was some real concern with the lights dangling there.
Remember that, 1986.
That situation.
Twins Angels at the Metrodome, and a strong straight line winds and a thunderstorm moving through actually tore a hole, a rip in the Teflon roof in right field. And I can still remember, I'm sure the game wasn't on TV where I lived. It wasn't over the air. It was a home game. But I remember watching the news and seeing these pictures of the light standards hanging and dangling and then going up and down and dancing around like ships on trying to make their way through a hurricane or something. It was quite the scene.
Yeah, it was. It was a little scary there.
And the fact that they were still able to maintain the roof, it's the one time and the only time that the Metrodome roof tore, and there was an event going on, thank God.
Right.
But they were able to, because of the amount of air pressure they had in there, it didn't collapse all the way down. They were able to maintain the integrity of the roof, and it actually self-corrected. And they actually, after about a 10-minute delay, they got the game going again.
That was amazing.
And what happened? Ron Davis gave up a home run in the ninth to Wally Joyner.
There's a shock.
Twins lose to the Angels. The big guy with glasses didn't get it done.
Yeah.
That was in 1986. And then in 89.
Tonight, the tears and tributes continue following the death of Lucille Ball. The comedian whose TV series I Love Lucy made her loved around the world had been recovering from heart surgery last week. This morning, she died of a ruptured artery.
It was totally unexpected. They thought that she was going to make a full recovery from that surgery. And in 1989, we lost Lucille Ball, another one of the greats, comedian. She was 77. You know, we know her most for I Love Lucy and her TV shows, but she was in a bunch of movies before I Love Lucy, before her and Desi made TV history.
And she was at a few Dean Martin roasts, too.
And she was good at those.
Yeah, she was
very good. The redheaded comedian Lucille Ball. I remember where I was when I heard Lucille Ball died, and that was I was at Brown Institute, and I broke the story on one of the fake radio stations that we had there.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a claim to fame
The radio station's call letters were the initials of the instructors. You remember that?
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
1989 is when that happened. So Lucille Ball, we lost her, one of the funniest ladies of all time. Another one of the funniest ladies of all time celebrating a birthday today.
Now you listen to me. You what this signal was. This is a signal for proper name. This is a signal for that. Now, I am going to give you the proper name. And Mike, now come on, why don't you know this song?
Boy, when the family would play a game, whether it was Sorry or Charades, you know things are going to get heated.
Got a little spirited.
That was her. That was the skit on the Carol Burnett show with the family, Mama's family. Man, is that good stuff. Carol Burnett is 80,
still with us.
85 today for Carol. Her show, still so funny. Yep. I mean, I know it's only an infomercial when they do that on TV, the Carol Burnett Best of DVD. I still have to sit and watch it, even though they're going to give me a sales pitch every 5 minutes.
It's all right.
If you call now. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So she's 85. Influential guitarist. This guy influenced a lot of rock and roll guitar in the 50s and 60s. Dwayne Eddy.
For sure.
Doing raunchy. Rebel Rouser may be one that you might be familiar with as well. Dwayne Eddy is 80 today.
Oh, wild one. I'm gonna tame you down.
Tame you down.
Wild one.
pretty close to that same era, Bobby Rydell. Teen Idol. Teen Heartthrob. Volare was one of his big hits, as well as that one right there called Wild One. You remember Bobby Rydell?
Oh, for sure.
76
yes,
today.
Indeed.
Like his use of the synthesizer or not.
Oh, it's good stuff right
here. It was significant. He used the synthesizer to a T.
Good 70s rock there.
Love is Alive, and then this one here, Dreamweaver. I love the beginning of the song.
Yeah.
This here.
Oh, it's so good.
Sounds like Monster Zero from the Godzilla versus Monster Zero. Those are the sounds he made.
Yeah. Huh.
So, Gary Wright, happy birthday today. He is 75. Giancarlo Esposito, he played Stu, the meth kingpin in Breaking Bad. We binge-watched that last summer, and boy, was that good. Breaking Bad, he was the guy that Heisenberg was supplying the meth to, Giancarlo Esposito.
No relation to Tony or Phil?
No, I think he has a different complexion. He is 60.
Rock and roll, rock on. Ooh,
it's not David Essex. This is Michael Damian, who remade Rock On. You may also remember him from Young and the Restless. Michael Damian, born on this date in 62. That makes him 56 years old. I know he's been in a lot of movies. Hitch, Paul Blart, I Now Pronounce You Chuck and Larry, but he will always, forever, for me, be the King of Queens.
Plus, I had to get Doug his friggin' mental on.
Hey, this is Mental Man.
It's the same thing.
Mental Man is the cheap knockoff.
What's the difference?
Fez Turbin. Wake up, woman.
Kevin James
is
50.
Great.
He's 53 today. The wrestler Kane. He was The Undertaker's brother.
Oh, okay.
I don't think, in real life, I don't think they were brothers, but that was the storyline.
Sure.
At one point in time, he played a wrestler who was a dentist called Dr. Yankum.
No.
And he came out with a big old wrench.
Oh, jeez.
You know, like a wire or cable cutter.
Sure.
And that was his deal. Kane, 51 on this date. We don't play R&B or rap or anything here on Bob, but we acknowledge it.
Sure.
When there is a significant birthday. One third of TLC.
Okay. What T-Boz. Third is that?
This is T-Boz.
T-Boz.
You had Chili, you had Left Eye, and you had T-Boz. Left Eye is no longer with us, sadly.
Sadly.
T-Boz Watkins, 48 today. The lovely Melania Trump is 48. Our First Lady.
She is how many years younger than...
Well, he's 70. Is it 74 or 72?
Two, yeah. So
that's 34?
24.
24.
24 years younger. How does that happen?
Got a lot of money.
Got enough money, right?
She did a nice job on the state dinner, I hear.
That's what I hear.
Did a nice job. Rascal Flatts playing here for you. Jay DeMarcus, that was him on the piano there.
Mm-hmm.
Gary LaVox does most of the heavy lifting
as far as
the listening or the singing. And you know, his name is LaVox, the voice, is the name that he took as his onstage name. So you think anybody else is going to sing other than him?
No.
Probably not.
Well.
Jay DeMarcus, 47.
I'm from another planet. It's called Krypton.
Never watched Smallville, but the guy who played Clark Kent on Smallville, I think it was too teeny. It was like Superman meets Beverly Hills 90210.
Yeah.
Is kind of what it was. You know, it was young Lex, young Clark, and all that other stuff going on. Tom Welling is 41, and I know you have the DVD, Blu-ray, 2-CD set of Magic Mike. You watch it on a daily basis.
Yes.
Channing Tatum, who was in Magic Mike, he's 38 today.
I've learned a lot of moves from watching that.
21 Jump Street, too.
Yeah.
It's a big movie. Not the show, the movie.
Gone but not forgotten. It's a very sparse list. If you like your Roman emperors from the early days, about 150 A.D., Marcus Aurelius, who was born actually on 121 A.D. He is an ornithologist and a naturalist. John James Audubon was born on this day, 1785.
He has a society named after him.
Yes, he does.
The Freeman Society. You should start your own society.
Sure.
You have the Audubon Society, the Freeman Society.
I'm surprised that we don't already. Other than that, you can throw in seismologist Dr. Charles, don't call me Chuck Richter. He created the scale for measuring, of course, the magnitude of earthquakes. You've heard him talk about the Richter scale. He was born on this day, 1900. And I don't know that we'd have some of the great Japanese movies without movie producer Tomoyuki Tanaka, who gave us the Godzilla movies.
I say it's Crackle the Crispy Sound.
Now there's illustrator Vernon Grant. He gave us
Cocoa Krispies. Cocoa Krispies, they were good, but they were basically just Cocoa Pebbles.
Rice Krispies chocolate.
It was Kellogg's version of Cocoa Pebbles. I don't know, did they ever do a fruity?
Well, hold on now. Cocoa Krispies were around before Cocoa Pebbles.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah,
you know, your staff missed one.
I took care of Crusher. I took care of Mad Dog Vachon. I took care of Baron Von Reske. I took care of Vern Gagne. I took care of everybody that got in the ring with me. And what do they do now? They throw a big geek in there, a big blonde-headed bleach blonde at that. With big 24-inch arms. Well, look at these. They're 25.
25-inch pythons. The Mountain from Stone Mountain. Jerry Blackwell.
Sure.
Born on this date, 1949. He's another one of those wrestlers that didn't make it out of his 40s as he passed away in 1995.
That's too bad.
He was good. He was bad. He was good.
Awesome.
He was a chic. He was very nimble for a man of 472 pounds.
Yes, he was.
So there you go. He's also gone but not forgotten, and that's today's almanac. He's had a-